Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. I've got something special for you today, and I really believe it's going to warm your heart on this Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. We are days away from the Feast of Passover, and we are moving into the Spring Feast of the Lord, which are not under the law. You have to get that thought out of your mind that the feast days are under the law. I know the New Covenant says that we are not to have any particular respect to a holy day or anything like that, and we don't. What we do is respect and honor the Lord, and he's given us something that we are to share in. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, but also the memory of what happened 2,000 years ago in a time called the resurrection. And we're going to be looking back because the power of the resurrection is your inheritance. The power of the resurrection belongs to you. And we need to understand more about that. And we're going to talk about a few other things today. And we're going to give opportunity and time for people to start coming on board, because I want to share a song with you that I woke up with and I haven't heard it for years and years and years. And I thought, man, I don't even know the title of that song, but I found it and I want it to be a blessing to you. So what I'm going to do here in just a moment is kind of go off screen. And I want to share this song with the early risers, okay? The early bird catches the worm, right? And I want you to be blessed and encouraged by this particular song. And what I'm going to do is set it up right now, and then I'm going to be back here in just a moment. This should be going through. Good morning, Sharon, and good morning to everybody else out there on Blog Talk and in YouTube and on Facebook. Here's the song. I think you'll remember it if you've been around sometime. It's called Watch the Lamb. Watch the Lamb. This was sung by Ray Bolts, and here it is just for you.
Walking on the road to Jerusalem, time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me on the road. Reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them of Moses, Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the lamb. There will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the lamb doesn't run away. And I told them of Moses, Father Abraham. Then I said, dear children, watch the lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. Then I heard the crowd cry out, still, still I hear. We tried to leave the city, but we could not get away. Forced to play in this drama, a part I did not wish to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? Why were we standing here where soon they would pass by? I looked and said, even now they come. The first one cried for mercy. The people gave him none. One was violent. He was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus. I scarce believe my eyes. The man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the thorns upon his brow, running down the cross, falling to the ground. I watched him as he struggled. I watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Until a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, you! Carry his cross! I tried to resist him, then his hand reached for his sword. And so I knelt and took the cross from the Lord. I placed it on my shoulder and started down the street. The blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. And yet upon the cross, I heard him pray, Father, forgive them. Oh, never have I seen such love any other eye. into thy hand, thy womb is my strength. He prays, then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. I lost all sense of time until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, Father, please forgive us. Then ran away. Daddy, Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much that we don't understand. So I took them in my arms, and we turned and faced the cross. Then I said, dear children, watch.
All right, there it is. That's what it's really all about for you and I. Good morning to everybody out there today. And, you know, I play that song and I bring that. I have the opportunity to watch the video that goes along with it. And there are so many different stories and movies about Jesus taking up his cross. And we are living in a day that men are going to be shouting to you and to me to stop believing in God. That this idea of a savior that's coming back to save the world is a foolish notion. And they're going to do everything in their power to eradicate that. And the atmosphere around us and about us is going to be quite suffocating, in the sense that Jesus said that the times are going to come when you're going to wish to see just one of the days of the Son of Man. At the same time, people will be saying he's over here and over there. And Jesus said, no, don't go. I'm not going to be around at that time. The only thing you're going to have is your faith. And we live in a world where men are saying from the highest rooftops, there is no God. Spirit of blasphemy is going to become so powerful. I tell you, I know these things by the Spirit, and so do you. We know it by the Spirit and the Word. These are not light days that we're moving into, but they are days that when we go back and we remember why we are in what we are in, why we believe in Jesus Christ in the year 2020. It is so important that we understand that our faith is not in a fairy tale, that our faith is not a figment of our imagination. It is not a Jewish story. That our faith has been supernaturally ignited to receive and to believe that in the Middle East 2,000 years ago, there was a man by the name of Yeshua who came forth out of the womb of a virgin named Mary. And this was the prophesied Son of God. And he was born to die on a cross, slaughtered for us. This is very personal. This is very intimate. This is very individual. And to those of you who have encountered him, you know what I'm saying is true. The nighttime is coming when no man will be able to work, when the world will begin its mantra of worship to the Antichrist and the beast and the dragon. When that time comes and that 3.5-year great tribulation begins, It will be like Nazi Germany times 10,000 times all over this earth at the same time against everything and anything that is called Christ or God. Because this Antichrist that is coming, this man of sin, this son of perdition, he is coming proclaiming he is God. This is the spirit of Lucifer, and he will be embodied in whatever form he comes in, whether it's an Islamic imam, the 12th imam, whether it is the Roman Antichrist, whether he's a military leader, a great politician, whatever he comes in, whatever figure he comes in, it's Lucifer. And he will finally, after all these millennia and eons of time, have a moment where the nations of the earth will worship him as God. And anything that opposes that reality, he will go after. He is going to undermine religious orders, organizations. He is going to go after everything that opposes his exaltation. What does that look like? What does that feel like? What is important is for you and for me to remember why we believe. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, at the very end of it, the very last verses, that these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. I want to speak to our faith for a moment. According to 1 Peter chapter 1, we are told that our faith is going to be the most valuable asset in our lives. It will not be gold. It will not be silver. It will not be food storage or land. It will not be anything of the sort. That the most precious commodity in our personal lives will be to maintain our faith in God and in the gospel and in Jesus Christ. Faith to believe. Faith to hold on to what we do not see, to take hold of what we cannot touch, to believe when everything will be contrary to that belief. They will shout, "There is no God." Artificial intelligence, the scientists of the world, the technocrats of our age, yes, they will come to the world stage as a Luciferian priesthood. And they will exalt everything belonging to Lucifer. Your faith in Jesus Christ is imperative. And that's why at this time, at this moment, it is imperative. I think the wisdom of God was to give the feast of the Lord and to remember. God gives certain things to remember. You'll remember when the Israeli people, when they came out of Egypt and they crossed over the Red Sea, and you'll remember that when they came out of the wilderness and they crossed over the River Jordan, do you remember what they did? They took these big stones and they gathered these stones together and they created a memorial, and these were memorial stones. And the purpose of the memorial stones was to remind the generations to come when they would come and say, "Daddy, what are these stones?" And they would retell the story. And they would tell it to their children and their children's children. And they were to do this throughout the ages. Do you know we in the New Covenant have memorial stones in the book of Acts? Just like in the days of Joshua, just like when they crossed over the Jordan River they said that each leader of every tribe, there were 12 of them, each leader would take up a stone representing that tribe, and they would put those 12 stones to create the memorial stone, the witness to the memory. Well, in the book of Acts, we have 12 apostles, living stones, and the story of our existence, our origin, our beginning is in the book of Acts. And why would God want us to remember the book of Acts? Why would God want us to remember? And it begins the book of Acts with the passion of Jesus Christ. It talks about his 40 days and 40 nights walking on this earth after his resurrection. But it talks about his passion, his crucifixion. And the book of Acts is the memorial stones of the 12 apostles, the witness, so that we could remember, so that we will not forget, that these dark days will not blind our minds, and we will not lose hope, and we will not lose love. Because lost faith equals lost hope, and lost hope equals lost love. And unfortunately, the Bible says that in the last days, the love of many will wax cold, because faith will grow dim and hope will diminish because of the atmosphere that is coming on this earth. It's late in the hour, probably later than any of us could really imagine. And believe me when I say we're not jumping on a bandwagon because we're all supposedly in quarantine and the world is shut down. We were saying this before, quote unquote, coronavirus was ever spoken. We've been saying this for a long time. So we're not just, you know, we're not a ministry that just moves with every wind of doctrine. When things look good, we shift our direction and we go that way. No, we have been absolutely 1,000% consistent to the message that God has given us in our generation. And that was to prepare this generation for what's coming down the pike. And we've been doing it for a long time. We don't just get on an emotional whim. And because the wind is blowing south, that we go south and then it blows to the north and we go to the north. No, it doesn't. We don't do that. But right now, our message is louder than it's ever been and more clear than it's ever been, because what we are in right now is a sign of what we've been saying is true. And now we have this unction within us in the depths of our hearts to say it again. The darkness is coming, and what is coming is very real, just like what we are in right now is real in the sense that nations have shut down. Now, the reasons, the deception, the reality of why we're here right now, that's what everybody's going after. And there are many ideas, concepts that are being promoted right now as to what happened, what is real. And it's for us to search it out. We are to search out the matter, but we are to be very, very careful about what we hear and how we hear and what direction we allow ourselves to go in. So I thought, as we continue to seek this moment as to what it really means, what is really happening, and I think some understanding is coming in our direction. And I always say, my wife started telling me this 30 years ago, chew the meat and spit out the bones. There's some meat that is coming to our understanding, and there's some bones. You got to just spit out the bones. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's some good stuff. Unfortunately, with every piece of understanding comes a contradiction. There's a contradiction. And we've been living in that atmosphere for a long time. You say tomato, I say tomato. Okay? And this contradiction is very real. So I thought, the most important thing for you and I is to not put importance on what's going on out there, even though it is important, but not allow that to become our primary focus. We know what's going on. We don't understand altogether what, but there's some good understanding coming. But that's not our primary focus. The primary focus of a Christian, a man of God and a woman of God today, is our conduct in this world while this is going on. Think about it. How tender is your heart towards the Lord today? How much do you love Him? How much? I'm not asking in an offensive way. I don't mean to, or critical. Just asking you, and I know it's twice, three times, I ask myself all the time, how much do you love Jesus? How deep is your faith? How deep have the roots of your faith gone down and wrapped around the rock of your salvation? You know, Jesus taught us about the soils of the heart. And one of the most heartbreaking things he talked about was in Matthew 13, when he said that the farmer sowed the seed and some of the seed was sown on the wayside. In other words, that represented really lack of commitment. People were hearing, but they weren't really committed. They were kind of in and out. They were kind of standing by the wayside. I don't know if I want to go all the way into this thing or not. And then he said the birds of the air just stole that seed out of their hearts, out of their hearts. So it was in their hearts. They heard it. He said another kind of people were these people that had stones. They had stones. All that means is that they had the rocks of offense. Their stony ground were their grudges and their bitternesses and their resentments and their unforgiveness and all these different things. And he said that the seed fell into that soil and they loved it. They loved what they heard. It sounded so good and it got in there, but it hit a stone. And the moment that root hit the stone, it stopped having the ability to go any deeper. And so when the sun was up, it scorched the plant and it shriveled up and it died because it had no depth. Beware of offenses. Beware of unforgiveness in our hearts. Beware of hardness of heart. Tenderness is a key with gentleness in these hours, genuine stuff. But again, he talked about that word that was sown in their hearts that actually took root for a moment, but until it hit the rock, it was there. Salvation was there. The love of things of God were there, but it was gone. It dried up and died. The third soil. He said there were weeds, which represented the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches. And he said the cares of this life and the deceitfulness of riches wrapped themselves around that word and it choked it and it became unfruitful. All three of these represent people that heard the word and the word got in and there was an immediate result and there was a production of fruitfulness, but it didn't last. All right, so the times that we are in, the environments, the dragon mentality, the atmosphere of a beast, Jezebel, mystery Babylon the Great, mighty, demonic, hellacious forces that are coming like Nero, like Hitler combined times 1,000. I mean, that's the atmosphere. And how many people have not examined the soil of their hearts to have the ability to genuinely endure? How important is it? Is it important at all? It is important. But you see, people right now are feasting on fear. People, it's not enough just to understand where we are, that is very late, the night time's coming, persecution's on the way, and the great tribulation's at the door. I mean, that's all we really need to know, and then how to prepare for that. Spirit, soul, and body. But we have this idea that, and we may not even understand it, but we're feeding on every single report. Got to be careful about it. We are supposed to be feeding on the Word of God, on the meat, on the bread, on the milk for those who are younger in the Lord, the wine, the oil. And then Jesus said there were those that had sincere hearts. no love of money, no ideas about the deceitfulness of riches, that somehow that's going to make me happy, no cares about this world. He said they didn't have any unforgiveness. They genuinely just had a spirit of forgiveness, and they were willing to forgive, and they let it go. They knew how to release. They didn't hold the grudge. And he said that they were committed, genuine hearts. He said, well, these people, now, they're going to produce good fruit. Now, I'm going to shift right now because I've got a treat for you. You're going to want to situate yourself right now because I'm going to introduce to you a friend of mine. I want to tell you about the man you're about to be introduced to. He is a friend. I haven't seen him for 15 years, 20 years, I don't know, but he's my friend. I met this man in Anaheim, California during Passover. And I don't know if my friend recognizes it or not, but this was the time we were both on our way to a big conference in Anaheim, California, and I met him online. We were all in a big line, and I met him and a few of his friends. And this man, who became my friend, used to join me in Southern California with Benjamin Baruch. And Benjamin Baruch and I and this man that I'm about to introduce to you used to do radio together in Southern California on KBRT. And between the three of us, it was absolutely amazing. And there's no doubt that this man's unique anointing and understanding about the times that we are living in. And let me give you one further tidbit of information about this man you're about to hear. It was a month and a half ago that this man contacted me and said, this whole coronavirus thing, it's not about the virus. It has to do everything with the 5G towers. And he gave me the information about 1918, the introduction. He was the first one to tell me a month and a half ago. I put it out on this station. Now there's some other information confirming what he said. But without further ado, I'm going to get myself positioned here. I'm going to turn up the mic. I'm going to bring this on. And all the way from somewhere on the planet is my dear friend. And I don't even know what to call my brother. I think I'm going to call him Thoth. And I need to know what his number is. So I think it's going to go, we're going to go all the way back to this particular number. And let me just guess at this and say, good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. Is this my brother and friend?
This may. Mark Anderson in the flesh.
Mark Anderson. I know that voice, my brother. How are you?
I'm okay for an old guy. Found out I had cured the cancer and then found out I had congestive heart failure a few years ago.
You sound great. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm living in Mexico on my sailboat. Everybody down here knows what's going on. You know, the stores are still stocked to the roof. A lot of people are wearing masks, but they don't understand that this is a giant media hoax.
Mark, I'm going to turn you loose right now. I'm going to sit back.
Okay.
You go.
Okay, you know how I get.
Yes,
we've been warned about 5G for a long time. A lot of people online, weapons experts, people that understand electronics. 5G simply means fifth generation. That's all it means. 4G is a faster speed, a wider band width. We, according to my research and a lot of real smart people, we never had a flu until electricity. And then we find out, although there's go ahead.
Nope, you're on the air.
We've never had a flu since electricity. And so in the 1889, we started getting these symptoms, but doctors didn't understand this cough, this fever, this lung problem and everything. But human beings are electric, okay? If I come up and scratch your arm, you know I scratched you because the electricity sends the signal to your brain. Everything's electric. The universe is electric. There's a guy on YouTube, Walt Thornhill, a science who does this whole work on the electric universe and the causes of everything is electricity. So your eyeballs, God wired 135 million nerve endings into the back of each eyeball. 135 million, and it's electricity that tells your brain you're seeing something. So in the 1918 Spanish flu was caused by and then exacerbated by vaccines. The Spanish flu was caused by electricity because the first flu symptoms were 400 soldiers working at a radio school at an army fort. Now, radios were brand new back then. And then the next 1,100 troops that got it as they were installing wireless equipment where the radio frequency flies through the air. Now, I'm 64 now, but we all grew up with TV. You got this box, and you turn it on, and all of a sudden you change the station, and you could watch different things. You could watch different realities coming through the air. So we have this history of influenza and the Spanish flu, and then the Spanish flu was exacerbated by the vaccines. It starts with a C, a cholera vaccines. Cholera can kill in 24 hours. So the United States government was experimenting with our troops, which they've been doing as long as I've been alive and longer, by giving them cholera vaccines. And the common talk of the day was that the Spanish flu, because of the Spanish flu, the cholera vaccines killed more soldiers than the bullets of war. And this is just a fact. And this is why this flu spread. Now, we're getting up to Bill Gates, which I'm putting on the back cover for right now, back burner, I should say, because I'm going to burn him. This is probably electrical. So for months and months and months, we've been warned about 5G radiation because it's radioactive. A Geiger counter is nothing more than a radio receiver. And when you have an element like uranium that breaks down rapidly, this radiates a frequency, and this is radiation. It's just that simple, okay? So now we have television signals flying through the air. We have, I don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV since the last time I talked to you, 2011, I think. And I don't even own a TV. I won't even look at a TV. And we have Wi-Fi signals flying through the air. We have radio stations flying through the air. We have satellites. And influenza breakouts have always come when a new electronic device was switched on. So when we had satellites going up into space, we had a flu outbreak. And now that they've turned, and Wuhan was where they turned on the 5G first. Wuhan, China. Okay. Now, George Soros, I hope everybody knows what a piece of poop this guy is. George Soros is a zillionaire who was a Jewish man who turned in his own Jewish family to the Nazis, and in his book he said, it made me who I am. George Soros owns the WUXI Lab, W-U-X-I, pharmaceutical lab in Wuhan, China, near where the alleged beginnings happened, but he owned the WUXI, W-U-X-I, pharmaceuticals in Wuhan, China, and the address, the numbers of the address are 666. You can't make this stuff up, you know, so he's got that going for him over there. George Soros has said, the culmination of my life's work will be to destroy America, okay? Well, America used to be a great place, but it's really going downhill fast. So what I did was I overlaid the worldwide 5G map on top of the map showing the initial outbreaks of coronavirus. And that leads me to believe, obviously, that these outbreaks are where 5G has been rolled out, like Italy. Now, the ISS, which is the Instituto di Sanitario something that I can't pronounce, it's Italian, is the CDC of Italy. And they admit the average age of death is 80 years old of all coronavirus victims. Now, I sent something to a friend of mine yesterday, and it's a world death map. And the world death map shows where people die and what they are dying of. Let me see if I can find it real quick. But the bottom line is it's got like just this year alone, it's called the Live World Death Certificates. Live World Death Statistics. Sorry, can't read. I'm still drinking my first cup of coffee here in Mexico. Coronary heart disease, 2.5 million this year. Lower respiratory tract infection, 915,000. So I go down this list and not one mention of coronavirus. Colorectal cancer, 222,000 have died. Diarrheal diseases, which is similar to cholera, 398. Tuberculosis, 394,000. Trachea, bronchus, lung cancers, 900, almost a million people. Not one mention of coronavirus. I have seen zero social media posts of anybody waving the camera in their face going, "Ooh, look at me, I'm sick." Zero. And I've spent 8 hours a day researching this stuff, okay? People take pictures of their hot dogs and their cheeseburgers and their salads they create and put it online, but where's all the sick people, okay? This, I have friends all over the country driving to hospitals. The hospitals are empty all over America. Hospitals are empty. I've got pictures on my computer of the horrible emergency room in Italy, and right below it's the same exact picture, but the media says it's New York City. Okay. let's review 9/11 just real quick. 19 alleged Saudi Arabian and Yemenese hijackers. That's the official story. 19 Saudi Arabian and Yemenese hijackers, and the next day we invade Afghanistan. We're still there. 19 years later, we're still in Afghanistan. 2 years later, the media tells us that Saddam Hussein, who was our golden boy, by the way, like Kim Osman was. Kim Osman is Osama bin Laden. And Osama bin Laden died December 3rd, 2001. You can look those dates up and read mainstream news reports. But anyway, the mainstream news told us to lie after lie after lie. Weapons of mass destruction. Oh, we got to go in there and clean up the mess. It's going to take over the world. Turned out to be a lie. Nothing but a lie. The Simpsons in 1993, for some reason, they have the ability to foreshadow future events because they're insiders. But they had a complete Wuhan, China virus let loose in 1993. So these foreshadows are all over the place. But the bottom line is, this is electrical. Any idiot knows you don't want to buy a house underneath high power electric lines, okay? People that are smart know electric heaters are positive ion producers, and positive ions aren't really healthy for you, okay? They're lying about this coronavirus. The word corona can mean electrical discharge, the glow of an electrical discharge, and the word virus is one of the two main words in Latin for the English word poison. If you go to Google Translate and type in poison, translate to Latin, the first word that pops up is venenum, and like the word venom, it's venenum, and in Mexico here, poison is veneno. But the second word on the list from Google Translate is virus. So a coronavirus can be an electrical field poison. Now, the human cells are amazing. You have trillions of cells in your body. Each cell does all these wonderful things that most people don't have a clue what each cell does. Each cell breathes in and breathes out. It's called cell respiration. Each cell breathes into your the nutrients that you eat, that you breathe the oxygen. Most people walk around in these meat suits and don't know how they work. Their whole life, they don't know how they work. But anyway, you eat the food. The food is digested in the acid pit, which is your stomach, which is all the stomach does. The only thing that goes into your blood system from your stomach is alcohol or coffee or a solvent or something like that. So, where was I? So we have these bodies, and each cell breathes in the nutrients and removes the waste products back into your blood system, which then goes through your filter organs, and then is excreted out either the front of you or the back of you. I mean, that's definitely how it works. So each cell is held together by electricity, because you have atoms, and two or more atoms is a molecule, and a molecule doesn't have an electrical charge because it's not ionized, but yet they're all held together by electricity, where a molecule is held together by a chemical bond, but your whole body is held together by electricity. So you have all this electricity flying at you, this radiation flying at you all the time, and we get used to it. Other people are dying of it. And now they've unleashed the beast with the 5G. And according to Mark Steele, S-T-E-E-E, a weapons expert, you can find him on YouTube, 5G is a weapon, period. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, this God's doing this and punishing us. All I think God would not create a fake virus. I think if God wanted to take care of business, it just snap the fingers and bam, it's just done, okay? So they're really feeding off a lot of the people that don't study the Bible like you do, and they're feeding them fear. Now, if you read the Gnostic Gospels, you have the Archons. The Archons are what we would call demons in Christianity. But the Archons are here all the time, but they only feed off your fear if you allow them to. And you have to know that they exist before you can say, Archons, you cannot stay in my body in Jesus' name. You can't do it, and they won't. Okay? Period. And the Gnostic Gospels were found in 1945 in Nag Hammadi, Egypt. Nag Hammadi, Egypt. And the Gnostic Gospels contain 13 codices written by Gospel of Thomas. You know what the Gospels are. But anyway, so you have this evil that lurks. But the bottom line is this is more than likely 5G radiation rollout causing a sickness that they've decided to tell you that this is a highly contagious disease. I haven't worn a mask. I go out into public here. I go shopping in the morning to get my groceries. I don't wear a mask. I'm not worried about this. And a flu can kill me. Any questions?
No, doing good.
Okay, so this is more than likely the biggest media hoax since 9/11. In 1938, Orson Welles did a radio show called War of the Worlds. And you can listen to it on YouTube. It starts out as a regular 1930s radio show with music playing, and you can hear people in the background because it was live radio back then. And all of a sudden, Orson Welles breaks in and says, oh, we've got little green men landing all over the planet. And, it's the War of the Worlds. And people freaked out. People were running outside with their shotguns, hunting little green men. And what this actually was in the reality of things, this was the controllers of Earth saying, let's see how people respond to media. Let's see if we can control humans with the media. And if it wasn't for World War II breaking out 3 years later for the Americans, we would have had television in no time, because Hitler had television at the 1936 Olympics. So they've been using television to program us ever since. And this is the main reason I never listened to my friends who told me, get rid of that TV. I used to get off work building a marina or building docks and stuff like that, and go home to my sailboat and hit the remote. And an hour later, I'm still clicking through the channels, and I'm realizing I've only got 11 channels. I have an antenna. And so I took the TV and threw it in the trash can and haven't watched since. And I can read. Now, you got to watch out with Google, okay? Go now for research. And you type in the same identical search queries into Google and DuckDuckGo, and you get completely different answers. So we really have to be careful where our information comes from. What I do is I go to websites like government websites. I go to the Institute, I can't even pronounce it, but Italy's ISS, and I translate their entire website into English using Google's translation, and then I start reading. And these are the things I do, and I've done this 8 hours a day since this corona hoax came out. Now, notice they had Trump say it's a Democratic hoax. So if you Google coronavirus and hoax, the algorithms throw Donald Trump right up into your search results. That's not what I want. So I coined the hashtag, and it seems to be trending, hashtag Corona hoax, one word. By putting the word together, you can beat the algorithms, and if you hashtag Corona hoax and click on it, you will see empty hospitals. So we have hospitals all over the United States empty. We have the media lying about this, scaring the crap out of us, basically so the demons, the archons, can feed off of us. Because, yes, the archons are real, just as demons can be real. Just like the evil spirit Yahweh sent to King Saul. And God sent King Saul an evil spirit because he was troubled and he had to have David play the harp. You remember all that. So we have some archons running around that are just loving this. They're having a food orgy. The same thing holds true. Just like you have all these invisible electronic rays flying through the air right now. I've got a Wi-Fi antenna 200 feet away that's beaming into my boat right through the fiberglass and plexiglass and the hull material and my computer's on. Well, this stuff's flying all through you, too, just like UV light and the X-rays, the gamma rays. This is radiation. And there's just no doubt about that this is bad radiation. People that have Wi-Fi in their house should turn it off and reroute their routers to hardwire by using an Ethernet plug. You don't want radiation in your house. And if you have Wi-Fi, you want to turn it off at night while you sleep. Okay, but when this, I moved to Mexico, if you go to the Ookla speed test 5G map and look at the world, you'll see Mexico has zero 5G. Now, finding out all about the human heart while I laid in the hospital for 10 days with them telling me you're in heart failure, your heart's all stretched out, you have congestive heart failure. This is a bad heart. Your ejection fraction is only 30%. And nobody told me anything. I had to learn how to speak cardiology. And something I had done previously to my entrance into the hospital was put my smartphone in my breast pocket of my work jacket. That's because the phone is constantly searching for a signal. If you look at your smartphone, you can see that little 4G thing beaming that signal. Well, that is disrupting my electrical heart. Okay, because the heart is just a squeeze bag pump, and it has four chambers, the left ventricle, the right ventricle, the left atrial on top, and the right atrial, has a spark plug that fires, and that creates your sinus rhythm, or the rhythm of your heart beating, and even having a phone up to your head. I talked to Teresa, my guitar player girlfriend, on the phone for an hour and 38 minutes with this phone stuck up to my head, and I felt like I was getting a cold. So the bottom line is, this is a electrical discharge field poison, coronavirus. Now, why did they name it COVID-19? Well, the official reason is, well, we didn't want it to be gender-specific, race-specific, racist, or country-specific, like MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. That's their official reason. But the official reason that they changed the name from what it is, coronavirus, to COVID-19 is people are looking at their Lysol cans they've had on the shelf for 20 years, and it says kills coronavirus right on the can. So people are doubting the media, the glorious media, the media that controls your mind by feeding you information. The media that hears you say, I want to go camping, and as soon as you go to Facebook, there's an ad for a tent. Okay? Right. This stuff is happening. This is a globalist takeover of the economy. They want to give everybody a shot. Let me tell you about Bill Gates. Bill Gates' father was president of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood was started by atheist, very atheist, and anybody that doesn't believe in some God is just a fool. Even the Bible says the fool has said in their heart there is no God, right? So Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood for one reason only, and I quote, "We don't want word to get out, we want to exterminate Negroes." She went on Mike Wallace in 1957 and said all this. It was horrible. You can read her quotes, Margaret Sanger, S-A-N-G-E-R, quotes. So, Margaret Sanger is a eugenicist. So were the Nazis. They wanted a pure race, okay? They wanted to get rid of anybody with brown skin, brown eyes. You've got to have white hair, blue eyes, and all this kind of crap. Margaret Sanger was the same way. She said it is a sin to bring a child into the world. The most merciful thing anybody can do is to kill their own child. This is the woman that influenced Bill Gates. Bill Gates is giving us vaccines, and he's giving Africa AIDS. People that are sick and dying all over the third world countries have been vaccinated by Bill Gates. Bill Gates stole the DOS program that he sold to IBM to get his billions of dollars, okay? He is a real piece of poop. That's what he is. And his plan is to give you a genetic-specific vaccine that will kill you out if you don't have the blonde hair and the blue eyes. That is the plan. The ultimate plan is to take away all money. That's why they're saying, ooh, money can hold the virus for days, for weeks. That's a lie. That's just a stupid lie. Only stupid people that would believe it. Now, let's talk about stupid people in America. They put sodium fluoride in the toothpaste. If you turn the toothpaste tube over, it says, warning, do not give the children under six. Use a pea-sized amount for brushing. If any more is swallowed than normally used for brushing, seek medical help or call a poison control center right away. An American stick that rat poison in their mouth and rub it into their gums. It's then absorbed through osmosis and diffusion into your blood system. It goes under your tongue. If I have to take an aspirin because I have a headache, I put it under my tongue. It bypasses my digestive tract, where it is eaten up by the acid, where it goes into my upper intestines, where it's then absorbed through osmosis and diffusion into my blood system, where it then goes up and blocks the nerves that are causing me the headache. So if I put the aspirin under my tongue, it does the job instantly. So you're brushing your teeth with rat poison, cockroach poison. Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft are all selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They are SSRIs. And they are antidepressants, and they're all 94% sodium fluoride. You've heard of sarin nerve gas. Sarin nerve gas has four ingredients. One of them is sodium fluoride. Not only do they put this stupefying poison in the toothpaste, they put it in the drinking water in four countries, Ireland, the United States, Australia, and Brazil. Why did they do that in Brazil? It's all jungle. They're burning the rainforest. So what, with the tip of this iceberg that I'm still standing on top, this iceberg is much bigger below me. It's huge. The people that run this planet, I told you last time we did a radio show, they're soulless individuals. There's no way these meat suits can have a soul, okay? Because if I have to kill a bug in my boat, I feel guilty afterwards. That's empathy. We all have empathy. We should have empathy. These people don't have empathy. These people are just evil, evil beyond all comparison, and they don't care about you. Yeah. You think the United States government cares about your teeth? The first famous person to put sodium fluoride in drinking water was the concentration camps in Nazi Germany. These were work camps. We want the people to do what we say. These were slave labor work camps, okay? And they gave them sodium fluoride to make them easy to control. So I've got 300 plus million Americans, and only 10% of them are off fluoride. I've been hammering people about fluoride for 20 years now. And so we have a nation of fluoridated idiots. Let's talk about the spiritual side of fluoride. Jesus said, the window to the soul is the eye. Now, it doesn't say the window to the soul is the eyes, plural. In Greek, it says eye. And then he said, if thine eye be single, your whole body will fill with light. Oh, a lot of preachers say, well, that just means you're focused on one thing. You've got your eye focused on the goal. You know, you're hitting the mark. You know, all that, hitting the mark. But the bottom line is, the ancients knew damn well what the third eye was. And Jacob there wrestled with a man. And they laid, that was what Jacob gets his name. Jacob laid his head and named the place Penuel, for I have seen the face of God. Well, you know that Hebrew has all five vowels. They just don't write using the vowels. It's not that important. Like my name, Mark, is spelled Mem Resh Kaf, or M-R-K, not M-A-R-K, okay? But if you put the right vowels in, you have Peniel. Pineal gland, pine, A-L, pineal gland, the third eye, okay? The third eye is shaped like a little pine cone. Outside the Vatican, it's a 16-foot-high bronze pine cone. The Pope walks around with that emaciated Christ, this horrible figure of Jesus on the cross, on the staff, and right below Jesus' nail feet is a pine cone. So that if you cut the brain in half and look at the pineal gland and surrounding meat, the pineal gland is shaped just like the eye of Ra or the eye of Osiris, which the Vatican tells you is the evil eye. It's not the evil eye. It's the third eye. The third eye is made out of the same genetic material, the same cellular material as your eyeballs. It has a lens, a retina, and a cornea, and the cellular material has rods and cones just like your eyeballs do. And sodium fluoride turns it to stone. So when Jesus said, the window to the soul, which is immortal, is the eye. So if thine eye be single, your whole body will fill with light. And the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. And in between your two halves of your brain, separated from your left and right hemisphere of your brain, is the tiny pine cone-shaped pineal gland, which has crystals in it. Now, crystals are interesting because when I was a child, being 64, I'm old now, we had crystal radios. Dad would make or buy you a crystal radio, and there was no battery. You didn't plug it into the wall. And you could listen to AM radio. Your CB radios had different crystals back in the day. What channel are you using, good buddy? Oh, you got to get the crystal for 22 alpha. Your cell phones have crystals in it, okay? Well, your pineal gland is full of little diamonds, little crystals, and this is your communication device to God. This is how prayer can transcend time and space. And sodium fluoride turns your pineal gland to stone. And this has been my battle since like 2007, is to get everybody at know off fluoride. Fluoride also causes cancer faster than any chemical. That was Dean Burke, chemist, Cancer Research Institute, 34 years, and he said that to Congress July 21st, 1976. He said, in point of fact, fluoride causes more cancer death and causes it faster than any chemical. So what we're seeing here with this corona hoax is we're seeing all over YouTube, if you know how to get by the algorithm search sensors, you can see empty hospitals all over the United States, all over the world. People are going into the ERs going, where is everybody? What media said there's thousands of people out here sick. Where is it? So what we have, while all these people are locked in their houses because the government said stay inside, took away all your constitutional rights, took away all your freedoms, what is happening right now, if you go outside and look, it's putting up 5G towers all over the place. Because 5G is microwave, the same microwave you should never cook food with. Because if you microwave water, let the water cool down and go water a houseplant, the plant's dead in a week. It's the same. You might as well stick your head in the microwave as have 5G. Okay? This is bad. What they're doing is they're using the Bible and the mark of the beast and the globalist, because you know how I feel about that, and all this stuff. They're doing all, because 666, 666 is Roman numerals. Let he who has wisdom understand that the number of the beast, for it is also the number of a man, and the number is 666. Okay? So let us understand the number of the beast. Well, you read the book of Daniel. It talks about four beasts. The first beast was Nebuchadnezzar. Second beast, Media Persia. Third beast was Grecia, Alexander the Great, who died in 330 AD. And the fourth beast, the great beast, the beast that was, is not, yet is Rome. So when you read that and you understand that Roman numerals add up to 666 and that the letter M did not exist 2,000 years ago for 1,000, you see that D is 500, C is 100, L is 50, X is 10, V is 5, I is 1, 666. And the gramatria of Nero's name in Hebrew was also 666. Okay? They also tell us that the book of Revelation was written in 95 AD. It wasn't. And the proof is in the pudding at Revelation 11, giving a measuring rod to measure the temple and the outer courts thereof. And I was told, measure the temple, but the court of the Gentiles measure not. Well, I can tell you right now, in a heavenly temple, there will be no court of the Goyim. There will be no court of the Gentiles, okay? So that right there, that passage right there, despite what the controllers of the earth tell us, tells me that the book of Revelations was written before the temple was destroyed in 70 AD by Vespasian and Titus. Now, during that conflagration, not one Christian died, because they took Jesus' warnings from Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, and they headed for the hills. But 1 million, I have the complete works of Josephus, the 1,387,000 Jews who had not converted to the way, which is what Christianity was called before it was called Christianity at Antioch. The Bible says it was at Antioch they were first called Christians. All the followers of Jesus, the followers of the way, they headed for the hills and not one died. So that's all interesting, but they didn't have electricity back then. Well, they probably did. They just didn't have it beaming through the air. So anyway, that kind of sums up what I think this 5G thing is.
But let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, because, you know, you're throwing out a lot of information. It's great information. But a lot of people, for example, when it comes to Bill Gates, you know, they run a clip of him. He's on the show with the guy on Sundays, Chris Wallace. He's doing an interview. He seems he seems very concerned. He seems like a pretty good guy. Is this negative press towards him, where it's being misunderstood that he's really trying to help people and it's
He's not trying to help anybody. He wants to get rid of everybody. The Georgia Guide Stones in Everton, Georgia. If you don't know what they are, they're like a monolithic stone set up. A lot of people think it was L. Ron Hubbard that did it, and that's a long story. But it has 10 commandments in 8 languages. Commandment number 1, must maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual harmony with nature. Must maintain humanity under 500 million. That's about 7 billion people that have to die.
All right,
they have
so let
monuments
me
to this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right on with those. I've got a question coming in from Keith on our YouTube feed, and we're open the telephone lines because I want people to be able to ask you some questions as we go.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Keith says, I was just reading yesterday about Bill Gates owning interest in one of those leaky labs in Wuhan. Is Mark saying Bill Gates only wants blue-eyed, blonde-haired people on the planet? This would eradicate all Muslims.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's nothing wrong with Muslims at all. They got their ideology. 90% of all Muslims can't read, sadly. When you go over to those countries that were put together with borders by the British, you've heard the term, I've been double-crossed, British flag, okay? The British set up all those borders. The Arab people are Bedouins, okay? They're tribal, okay? They should have, and 90% of Muslims can't read, so they don't read Quran because they can't read. So the only thing they know about the dang Quran is what the imam tells them, and the imam always has their own agenda, okay? And it's the same way with Christianity. I've been studying the Bible every day since 2001. My first 7 years were 3 to 6 to 12 hours a day while I was learning Hebrew, and the Christians don't read the Bible. But, yes, they want to get rid of people. They want white people. And if you follow that back to the book of Enoch and go even farther back to the Sumerian tablets, the first blonde-haired, blue-eyed person, according to these ancient tablets and the book of Enoch, was Noah. And Enki was the father of Noah, not Lamech. And in the book of Enoch, Lamech returns after 13 months and finds out he's got a son. Well, that doesn't add up with the 9 month or 40 week gestation period at all. So he said to his wife, Bathanash, he said, is this a son of the watcher? You know, the watchers from the book of Daniel, the holy watchers. And she didn't lie. She said, no, it is not, because it was the son of Enki. And so, but he had blonde hair and blue eyes. And so this takes us way back. And the first peoples were known as the black-haired peoples. And it wasn't until Genesis 6 where it says, when man began multiplying on the face of the earth and daughters were born to men, in the Hebrew, the B'nai HaElohim, which is the sons of gods, seeing the daughters of men were fair, meaning compatible, sexually compatible, came and took as many to wed. They bore them, not giants, they bore them Nephilim, and they translated to giants. But the word giant in Hebrew is Anak, just like the 12 spies went into the land and came back, said, we saw the sons of Anak, and we were like grasshoppers in their sight. But yeah, Bill Gates is a eugenicist. And if you don't know what the word, your listeners, eugenicist means, look up the word eugenicist. And it's somebody that wants to purify the earth with one race. And Bill Gates is a eugenicist, period. He's not a nice guy. All these rich people like the Rockefellers, these evil, J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan owned the Titanic. They don't tell you that in school. The Titanic sunk April 15th. They don't tell you that in school. Lincoln died April 15th because he printed interest-free money. But they don't tell you that. And that's why it's tax day. Abraham Lincoln looked at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 of the Constitution that says Congress shall coin and print money and regulate the value thereof. Because the Rothschilds offered him loans at 28 to 34% interest in 1861. The Rothschilds had him killed. It wasn't because he freed slaves, you know. I mean, 40 days, 40 nights, 40 years in the wilderness, and how many hours a week do Americans work? 40. What do you get at the end of the week? You get a slip of paper with your name on it, some numbers, so you can go out and get stuff. This is slavery.
Yeah. Hey, Mark,
dust we were and dust we shall return.
Hey, so here's another question coming up here on one of our texts. Please repeat about what happens when electric heaters are run. What happens?
Okay, electric heater is a positive ion producer. Positive ions are detrimental to your cells. You can look that up on, I don't use Google, but you can look that up on a browser. Positive ions are detrimental. Electric heaters are positive ion creators, and they're really not that good for you. You know, having this phone up to my ear isn't all that good for me either. You know,
all right.
In fact, in 1996, the FCC said keep the phone 10 centimeters from your head, which is a good few inches away.
Is that the mark of the beast in your head or in your right hand? Is that it?
Well, yeah, you know, they had that 2,000 years ago. But see, you're carrying the mark of the beast right now because you've got a tracking chip in the phone. And people are, oh, I got to have the new smartphone. I mean, look at how easily media-driven people are back in Jesus' time. It was all rumors and gossip. But now we get hammered with information. Oh, I got to spend $1,000 on a phone. What? I'm still using the same computer I bought in 2012 when I moved to Colorado. It was $850. That's a ton of money. I'm using a $100 smartphone right now. It does everything an Apple phone does. But, yeah, and
Mark,
I haven't carried my phone since I moved to Mexico 8 months ago. I just don't carry it.
Mark, let me ask you a question. You're putting out a lot of information. You see things coming down the pike where there's going to be a lot of death. You see things coming around the world. You see that they want to kill us, that there's a haze over the minds of the masses through fluoride and all these different psyop information. So what is this called, Mark? What is this moment from your perspective?
Well, it's definitely a defining moment in mankind because you have 90% of Americans fluoridated. You talk to any European and you go, what do you think of Americans? They go, well, you eat GMO foods and you got fluoride in your products and you people are stupid. So I think it's a very defining moment that people need to get off their knees. What we need to do is say no. Mahatma Gandhi, Mahatma means old soul. Mahatma Gandhi, the British, don't forget what I told you, double crossed, the British had enslaved all of India. And they had forced the Indians to grow opium, which the British then put on their ships and sailed around the corner to Hong Kong, which is why the British had Hong Kong until 1999 or 98. And when you think of opium dens, you think of Chinamen because of what the British did. And it wasn't until the 1850s that the opium wars occurred. And the opium wars were when the Chinese rebelled and fought the British, but due to the British army and they won. Okay, so all of that's bad, and I lost where I was going. But
let me just interrupt. What we are looking at right now with the quote unquote coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever it is, the 5G, is this a population control agenda? Are they going to kill people?
Absolutely. And the goal is they're going to make everybody afraid of money. Because people believe the media. How can anybody believe the media after 9/11? How can anybody believe the media after the 2003 invasion of Iraq, or the 91 invasion of Iraq, where we were lied to and lied to. But yes, it's a depopulate the planet. They got to keep enough of the slaves around to wash their boats, wash their cars, grow their food. Okay, imagine if all 40 million migrant farm workers in America said, screw this, we're going back to Mexico. Starved to death up there. My grocery stores are stocked to the roof with fresh food down here in Mexico.
Okay.
The peso is 25 to 1. But yes, this is a depopulation program, and they are brainwashing all of the world into thinking, I'm going to get sick and die. We're all dead. 100 years from now, we're all dead. Why does anybody fear death? Why does anybody that has any faith at all in an afterlife, no matter what belief you have, why would you fear death? I'm not afraid of dying. I just don't like pain. Okay? And I've had pain. When I went into the hospital, they gave me 2 shots of morphine followed by a shot of Dilaudid. I didn't even get a buzz, let alone get rid of the chest pain. But anyway, I digress. But yeah, it's a depopulation program. They're going to get you in there, and if you want your Social Security check, which is what I live off of now, you're going to have to get this vaccine. I'm going to fight that till the end, okay? Because I don't want a race-specific vaccine that will kill me off, even though I still have gray hair. It used to be blonde and blue eyes.
So here's part of the information we were hearing. We're hearing that the hoax is the virus, because the real problem are the 5G towers emitting such radiation that are making our cells sick, giving us flu-like
exactly.
symptoms. Now they want to give vaccine to everybody, but in the vaccine is the coronavirus to validate it and tell the world this is what's really happening. But all of this is a controlled, manipulated movement by a government like in New York that wanted to kill babies when they were at full term. Governments.
Yeah, I don't like abortion.
Yeah, bad stuff. So we have a lot of bloodshed on our nation. Is this the day of accountability from the God in heaven, Yahweh, our Father who art in heaven? Somebody once said that he's not, concerned with what's going on in the world. I totally disagree. Is not he allowing this? Mark, listen, before the coronavirus thing happened, and I'll let you speak into this, I got a word out of Isaiah 47:11. There's an evil coming. You don't know where it's coming from. It is a mischief. You will not be able to put it off, and it will bring a great destruction. And then the next day, we're hearing about coronavirus, and I believe this is the evil mischief that they cannot put off. So why would Father God allow that the magicians of Babylon or the wise men of Babylon no longer have the ability to navigate? It sounds like something's going to happen in Revelation 6. The wise men and the rich men and the mighty men, they all flee to the mountains in this moment. Is this a possible moment where Father
God? Well, yeah, and the rich men, the wise men said, rocks fall on us to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Okay, that's why they want to hide in the mountains and to get away from the wrath of the Lamb. Okay, a lot of people don't think about Jesus can be wrathful, but in his earthly life, the only mean thing that we have a record of him doing was kicking out the bankers, the banksters, the money lenders, where the temple itself said you can only give us money if you use a temple tithe coin. So you'd go in there with $10 and they'd give you $5 worth of coins and keep the profit. That is exactly what's happening in the world today with fractional reserve banking. Okay? When I found out the Federal Reserve Bank was private, boy, that led me down the road of banking. And fractional reserve banking is simply this. If you started the bank of Pastor Vincent and I deposited $1 million and you loaned your wife $500,000 and she promises to pay the bank of Vincent back $300,000 profit, your books now say $1,800,000. Even though $500,000 is missing from the bank, your bank book says $1,800,000 and you can legally loan out 10 times more money than you have on hand. That's why it's called fractional reserve banking. That's what's wrong with the planet. And you have the Rothschild family. If I had to believe in a devil incarnate, it would be the Rothschilds. A devil incarnate in human form. Because the word devil simply means adversary. In Hebrew, it's shaitan, means adversary, accuser, competitor. And in Greek, it's diabolos, where you get the word diabolical. And the Rothschilds are diabolical. But yes, this is horrible what's happening. This is a way to kill off the world, and what they're doing is using the millenniums that were born after 9/11 and turning them into socialists. So in the next 20 years, of course, I'll be probably dead by then. I'll be 84 in 20 years. You're going to have all these little socialist brats running around, totally controlled by whatever mark of the beast they fired into your arm, because they can put nanotechnology in there and control you remotely by pushing a button.
So is the
RFID. We learned this in the CIA from the Monarch Slave Program, where they turn on assassins. Go ahead.
RFID chip in the vaccine, possible?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and so small that you don't even know it's in your body. Sure, sure. RFID is simply radio frequency identification. That's all that is. But yeah, they have stuff so tiny they can put animals inside of you that are mechanical that run around polishing plaque away or something. You know, I mean, they have this technology.
All right, somebody's asking about chemtrails. Do they work with the 5G towers?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I flew hang gliders from 1978. I started hang gliding. I was 22. And I flew hang gliders every weekend almost for 28 years. So I look up. One of the things I do in the morning is get up and look up, look at the clouds, look at the trees, see which way the wind is blowing. I never saw chemtrails till the 90s. Okay, and by 1966, I'd been around the world twice and spent a year in Europe with my parents, so I'd been on a lot of airplanes, okay? Chemtrails have, we know what's in chemtrails. We know there's aluminum in chemtrails.
Barium?
Gold is the most conductive metal. Well, there's barium in there, too. Gold is the most conductive metal, followed by silver, followed by copper, followed by aluminum. So they're putting a very conductive nanometal into our bodies, and they're spraying us with this. And this is why these forest fires are going up, because the same ingredients in chemtrails are the same ingredients in 4th of July sparklers that we used to light up as a kid and wave the sparkler around. Okay? So, yes, they're turning us into little pieces of metal so that they can control us with radio frequency. And that's what they're doing.
Now, in the book of, or in the movie, The Matrix, everybody was being turned into a battery, a source of energy. What an amazing thought that was.
Well, that's what we are. And The Matrix was a documentary. If you go back, and you can look this up online. First Matrix movie, Keanu Reeves, Passport, 9/11, 2001. And when Agent Smith takes Keanu Reeves into the office and says, "As you can see, Mr. Anderson, we have quite a file on you," and he throws the file down, you can see the stills from that. His passport opens up, and then it says, last name was Anderson, like mine. I can't remember. Neo Anderson, whatever his name was, Tom Anderson, whatever. And it says, expiration date of passport, 9/11, 2001. And this movie came out in 1999, which means it was shot in the 97 and 98. So there's all kinds of monkey business going on. They foreshadowed all the events of 9/11. There's the Illuminati playing cards, which is a card game from 1995 that shows 9/11 start to finish and the coronavirus, you know.
All right, final question.
And then they tell us at first. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, let me just throw this in there. If there are nearing 8 billion people on this planet right now, and there is
that's what they tell us.
Okay. Let's say there's 5 billion. Who knows? But there's a lot more of the people on the earth that are serving this upper echelon of elites. When does revolutionary war, when do you go in and you stop all this? I mean, when do you arrest Bill Gates? When do you put Barack Obama in prison? When do you go through and get George Soros locked up? When do the people actually do something that governments don't do?
I got to get the people off their knees. I got to get them off the fluoride or they're not going to do a damn thing.
Right.
I talk about fluoride. I go, what kind of toothpaste do you use? You ever turn the box over? It is so subtle. What it does to you, it makes you lazy in the brain. It makes you apathetic where you don't care about anything. And you get up and you work your 40 hours, you get your little paycheck, and you go home and drink beer and watch TV, and then Sunday you got a hangover, and you go to church, and then Monday the whole routine starts all over again. Okay? Bad. People aren't going to get off their knees. David Icke, I-C-K-E, he knows what's going on. People think he's a crackpot. He's been telling us for 30 years this is coming down the pike. Okay? Now, the book Machiavelli, The Prince by Machiavelli, the book was published in 1515. It's exactly what's happening now. The prince calls up his advisor, Machiavelli, and says, there's thousands of people out there. They can come take my castle, take my gold, take my women. What do I do? And Machiavelli says, you get them fighting amongst themselves. You get them arguing over skin color, race, religion. Get them arguing over sports. Get them arguing over everything. And as long as they're arguing with each other, you will be free and safe, oh, great prince. Well, that's exactly what's going on. That's exactly what the media does. The media is there to divide us.
Right. That's right, Mark. All right, okay. So here it is. We're coming to the very end of this broadcast. I want to just say to our listeners today, can you imagine back in 2007, 2008, this man, Mark Anderson, and Benjamin Baruch, one on my left, one on my right, small radio studio. Can you imagine what kind of conversations we were having? Mark, they were nothing short of absolutely amazing. I think oftentimes we walked out of those radio stations just bewildered and blown away by what was being said. And now we're at a very serious moment. And I'm not sure how serious it is, but I'm going to keep myself in the joy of the Lord. I'm going to keep myself in the cheer of Yeshua, my Messiah. I'm going to keep feeding off the tree of life, who is Yeshua, and I'm going to be maintained and kept green and refreshed by partaking in the tree of life. But there's some things here that are going on. I heard a man yesterday in one of his videos said that he's creating a currency because the present currency, the way of doing business, is going to go to that reset. By the way, my final question, do you think we're in some kind of a global reset right now?
Well, it's a global financial reset. But what they have to do in order to get us to accept the evil that's coming is they have to scare us. And once we're afraid, we'll do anything. It's going to get to the point where everybody's going to say, I don't care what you do to me. Just give me my life back. And even though how messed up their life was in the first place, they hated getting up and going to work. A lot of people are complete atheists, have no idea how complicated their bodies are, and that it had to be a God that created you because you're too complicated. And people are going to beg to get their miserable lives back. And they'll do anything. And this is the takeover. This is bad. This is very, very bad. And we need to get off our knees. And where are all the militia patriots in America with their AR-15s? Where are they at? They're all cowering inside their houses going, ooh, I can't go outside. I might get sick and die. What a load of crap. I got the flu 2 years ago, and I left my slip in Mexico. I had 103-degree fever, and I sailed straight back to America and had to go back into the hospital because I got the flu, and with congestive heart failure, it can kill me. Am I worried about the coronavirus? Not at all. What I'm worried about is the fluoridation of people. Any of your listeners out there using Colgate or Crest, stop it. Go to the store and buy fluoride-free toothpaste. You can buy it. Dr. Bronner's, Tom's of Maine. They even have fluoride-free toothpaste here in Mexico.
Awesome.
If we could get America and the world off sodium fluoride, mostly America, we could take our country back and we could have what people did call paradise on earth again. It would be the millennium of 1,000 years of peace, but we're not seeing that. We haven't seen 1,000 years of peace at all.
Nope, never have. And yet you're right. Clarify the vision. You get the vision cleaned up. We will all see things differently from God's perspective. Mark, we've run out of time. I need to say goodbye right now as we close down this program. I want to thank you so much for joining me on the air today. And only like you can do, releasing information. People will go for this. And we love you, man. And you stay safe.
Well,
and
I hope you too.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you. All right, you have been listening to Mark Anderson. He's live from a sailboat in Mexico, and he understands a few things, doesn't he? And all of the resources that he shared with us, I'll go offline and I'll talk with Mark and find out where they are, and I'll share them with you. I want to appreciate everybody that was joined in today. I hope that this is a good kickstart to your day. Stay busy. The nighttime's coming. Use the rays of light you have to do what you need to get done. Now, next up on OmegaRadio.org, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a roundtable discussion talking about how demonic spirits band together. As my wife, Patricia Joy Xavier, leads her roundtable group into this conversation. So having said that, we'll see you tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll have Daniel Seckham on with us. I'm Pastor Vince. Shalom and God bless.